This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. You know how sometimes law enforcement auctions off goods that have been seized in various raids, bikes, yachts, and today, Bitcoin? The U.S. Marshal's Office is selling a bunch of the virtual currency seized when a popular engine of its growth was shuttered. I'm talking about Silk Road, the online black marketplace for drugs, contract killing, and other illegal dealings. As a bunch of Bitcoin hits the auction block today, Sally Herships takes a look.
Auctioning off invisible virtual currency, totally just like any other U.S. Marshal's auction.
From a practical standpoint, there's no difference.
Andy Schmidt is with CEB Tower Group, a financial services research group.
You're breaking up an asset into lots to get the best possible price at auction.
But Schmidt says because this is Bitcoin and the assets to be auctioned were seized from an online drug marketplace, there's a bit more mystique and mystery. But the sale is also just business. Jaron Lukasiewicz is CEO of Coinsetter, the Bitcoin exchange.
The auction is a rare opportunity to enter the space at a great price.
Which is what Lukasiewicz says several hedge funds are hoping to do. Andy Schmidt says it's unlikely the auction will affect the price of Bitcoin. But he says a sale run by the government may have a chilling effect on potential buyers who may not wish to register their names with the U.S. Marshal's Office, especially after it accidentally leaked email addresses of parties interested in the sale. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.